Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And happy holidays to you. This is Evangelist William Foster coming to you from Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. We are so grateful for these holiday seasons to come around and be able to bless the people of God, and want to say thank you, a special thank you to the Dr. Evangelist Mary Mims for making these things possible for the broadcasting system and the network to keep running. I thank you, my listeners, for coming in and, oh God, letting this good word sink into your listening pleasure. Today we want to go in and we want to be talking about, oh Jesus, taking a stand in the liberty of Christ and knowing who you are. But today I want to go to the Lord with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for coming down now and letting your Holy Ghost angels to ascend upon us, God, with your spirit, Father, to open our eyes and open our ears. Oh, God, that we may obtain to your word and attain unto your word, God, that we may take it and let it sink into our hearing, Father, that it may be fruitful and, oh, God, that it may be well-nourishing to our spirits, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus that you be glorified in all that we say and all that we do, God. And I pray that you hide me, oh, God, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For you are my King, my Keeper, my Healer, and my Deliverer. And I thank you for these, your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. Yes, today we want to talk about standing in the liberty of Christ and being bold in him and knowing who you are in Christ and knowing your position in Christ. And today we want to come from one of my favorite books. Last week we discussed about your troubles are in trouble. Your troubles are in trouble, from Mark the 6th chapter, verses 46 through 56. And this is kind of like capping it off, you know, for those who have listened to that version of it. So I want to come from Galatians the 5th chapter. Fifth chapter of Galatians, beginning at the very first verse, and we're going to do a little reading, but we're going to get there. Yes, Lord. And it reads, the very first verse, stand fast. I'm reading from the King James Version. I'm sorry. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. But I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Jesus. Christ, verse 4, is become of no effect unto you. Whoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. He said, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. My Jesus. Well, what happened? Who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? This persecution cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven or a little sin leaveneth the whole lump. Jesus. He said, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of what the cross ceased. I would that they were even cut off which troubled you. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for the occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. He said, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Now can I go over to verse 22? He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. The word of God for the people of God. I want to ask a question. I just wanted to ask this question because the Holy Ghost had dropped it in my spirit earlier. He said, have you talked to the glory? My Jesus. I want to let this sink into your brain, sink into your heart right there. Have you talked to the glory? Because the God, what he's saying is, have you talked, have you spoken to the glorious, oh God, King himself? Have you come to the throne of God's glory? Talk to him and let him know what it is that's going on in your life. Have you come to him repenting, letting him know that I have been out of sync, I have been out of line, I have been unconditioned, I have been unstable or unfit, oh God, to receive and to go forth in the kingdom of God? Because Jesus told the disciples, because he was trying to get them to understand something, you got to understand. He said, he that put forth his hand to the plow and looked back, he is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. And neither indeed can be, because you're too busy looking back on what happened in your past life, your past time, and your past history. Thank you, God. Oh, God. But God said, I want to know if I can get you to get out of the heathenistic place that you were once in, your heathenistic ways. Have you put them off? Have you planted your spiritual feet on higher ground? Oh, Jesus. That's actually what Paul was trying to get the Corinthians to see. Look, man, look, there have been too many things going on with outside the church already, but y'all want to bring these things on the inside of the church. That's evil. That's not of God. That's not right. That's not Christ-like. And that's what he was trying to get them to see. He exhorted them to stand fast in the Christian liberty and warned them against the abuse of it. Oh, Jesus. And he's trying to direct, oh, God, to them to shun, oh, God, various vices and various encouragements of outer world or outside influences that are trying to continue to creep into the church. Oh, Jesus, but I believe Daniel, it was when he saw the right hand writing on the wall, he was able to look in because of the hole in the wall, and he saw all manner of creeping things that were vile and disgusting and detestable against God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, but God said, now I'm sending a storm, hey, Jesus, to flood out some things that have been trying to flood you out, to kill out some things that have been trying to kill you out. Thank you, Jesus. But I need you to watch yourself, because I don't need you to get vain with the glory that I have allowed you to see or allowed you to partake of. My God, he said, Jesus, just because you are with my son and my son is with you, or just because you have the Holy Ghost, don't mean you need to take the Holy Ghost or can take the Holy Ghost and use it against your own, oh God, for your own benefit. Like that, thank you, Jesus, for a foul or vile or detestable thing. Oh, God, help me. I'm trying to use the word correctly, Jesus. But God said, oh, God, Jesus, he said, I'm trying to, oh, God, not to let the provocation of what's going on with my wrath, thank you, Jesus, and to envy, to hurt you. My God, that's why I'm trying to get you to stay in the right thing, the right line, the right frame of communication with me, Jesus, because you have to understand what God was trying to tell them early in the gospel of, oh God, the fourth chapter of the lectures about Christ, priest, the high priest, and he said, you all are my ambassadors, you all are my servants, you all are my children, you all are, oh God, my royal priesthood, you all are the ones who I am calling in this part of the dispensation of your lives. Now, this is a total, oh God, sense of generational force that's getting ready to work, and there's another evil that's coming, just like what, oh God, Gabriel told Daniel, oh God, back in, oh Jesus, Daniel, I think it was the 15th or the 12th chapter, he said, look, man, I got to go back and fight with Michael against the other spirits, because, oh God, they are trying to come to the spirit of Persia and the spirit of Greece. They're trying to fight against you because they're more stronger and they're more evil than the ones that you have dealt with in your times past. See, oh God, you thought that it just stopped after you got the Holy Ghost. But God said, no, it got stronger. The temptation got more, oh God, lasting when you got filled with the Holy Ghost. There are some things that I'm trying to built for you to keep you out of abundance. That's why it says, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Don't let your hands get slack with clapping. Don't let your feet get slack with stumping. Don't let your voice get slack without praising God. You have to lift up your voice. Oh, Jesus, lift up your head. Oh, God, you got to show forth an effort to God and let him know, Jesus, that I'm with you, God. Jesus, I know that you're with me, but I need to make sure that I'm with you to let you know that I'm with you so we can fight this battle together. I know that you're not going to do everything just because I asked you to do it, because you said you said you will send that Holy Ghost to be my helper. You will send the Spirit to be my paraclete. You will send, oh God, another anointing to help me fight in the battle of the war. My God, Jesus. So God said, as long as you're warring, I will fight the battle part, but I need to know that you're with me. I need to know that you're standing your ground. I need to know that you're getting up in the morning and praising me and worshiping and magnifying my name. I need to know that you're really sold out to me. I need to know that you still want the yoke-destroying power, the bondage-destroying power. Thank you, Jesus. I need to know that you're not stuck on just a law of what man is saying more than what I am saying. Thank you, Jesus, because my word, oh God, Jesus, it profits you nothing when you're acting all kind of contrary to it. Oh, Jesus, and when you're being contradictory to the word of God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, God gets frustrated. And when you frustrate the grace of God, the Bible said, woe unto him. Oh, God, Jesus falls into the hand of God. It's a terrible thing. Oh, God, it's one thing that you, oh, God, got to deal with the devil, and he's fighting against you. At least you got God to fight with you to fight against that fool. But when God is upset with you, oh, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost, who can you run to? Who is going to stand in the gap with you? Who is going to intercede on your behalf and in your favor? Who is it that you can, oh God, really count on that is a man or woman of God? Oh, Jesus, that can pray you on through. Oh, God, because when God gets angry, when God gets tired, when God gets set up, then he's through. Oh, Jesus. And God, and you don't ever want him to get to that point. You don't ever want him to get to that stage. So God is saying, Jesus, stand fast is therefore in liberty. Meaning he's saying, be steadfast in the freedom that you have now. Oh, God, he was talking to a lot of the slaves that were back then, even at the time. Thank you, Jesus. I've allowed you to be free from the cages and from the chains of men. My God, now it's time for you to come and, oh, God, visit my glory. Now it's time for you to come, oh, God, and enjoy my glory. Well, what is God's glory? God's stuff. Oh, Jesus, God's new story for your life. Thank you, Jesus. He said, of former things. Thank you, Jesus. He said, they used to be, oh, God, messed up in sin and all of these, oh God, indwelling things that cause you to be bound in your mind. Oh, Jesus, voices telling you do this, voices telling you to do that. Watch the movie the other night. The man came out saying, well, we got to be representatives for the king. Well, what king are you talking about? God ain't said, go, I kill nobody. He said, I would that no man would perish. But all should come to repentance and have what? Everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. But because Satan has your mind so illusion and delusion, God are trying to use for your life, oh God, then you're confused and refuse to be, oh God, used by God, and you're abused by Satan and at his will. Oh, because the Bible tells us, oh God, in 2 Timothy, he says Satan has taken some against their own will. So that's why it behooves us to pay attention to what we need to do to the word. Oh, God, from the word and for the word. Thank you, Jesus. We have to fast. We have to pray. We have to fast so we can last. Pray so we can stay. Oh, God, praise God so we can get up some more. Oh, God, Jesus, so we can have strength to go on to the next battle, the strength to go on to the next fight. Yeah, I know you're a little tired. I know you're a little weary, but the Bible said, be not weary in well-doing. Oh, God, for in due season, oh, God, you shall reap if you faint not. Well, what are you talking about fainting? Evangelist Foster, well, you got to understand something. Oh, God, when you begin to stop praying, when you begin to stop praising God, when you begin to start letting these things dwindle down, stop reading your word, stop meditating, when you begin to start endorsing in all types of fornications and adulteries and idolatry things, oh, God, when you say, well, that ain't nothing. My child, they mean good, but, you know, he okay, she okay, it's okay. Well, you know, they just experiment. The devil is a lot in experimenting on Jack. Thank you, Jesus.
because experimentation can take you out to a plantation from Satan. Thank you, Jesus. And it'll keep you in a mindset where you'll be messed up from God. Thank you, Jesus. And Paul, oh God, had a conversation with Timothy and Titus, and he asked them, he said, was Apollos just opposed? If, oh God, God would give men to repent and they act right, will you think that they'll do it? Well, hold on. Paul had to respond to him. He said, well, just opposed. He said, well, just peradventure, perhaps. He said, you got to understand, man's heart, oh God, just like God was telling Jeremiah, is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. Well, you got to learn how to cleanse your heart. My God, you can't let everything enter to your heart. Well, how do things enter into your heart? Through the eyes, through your ears, through what you eat. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to guard the gates of your heart, guard the gates of your mind. Thank you, Jesus. Your flesh is already working against the spirit, and the spirit is already working against, warring against the flesh. Jesus, so which one are you feeding more? My God, is it the flesh? Are you just eating, sleeping, and freaking, and digging, and doing whatever you want to do? Thank you, Jesus. Or are you bowing down to the King? Are you giving God the glory? Are you giving him some time? Are you letting him know that, God, it is about you? It's not about me. Oh, God, I don't have the ability I have because of me. It's in you I live and move and have my very being. It's in you that the concept that I live, what I live in for, is all about you, because it is you who have given me these strengths and made these hands to clap. It is you who have given me these hands to work. It is you who have given me these legs to walk. It is you who have given me this mouth to talk. It is you who have given me these eyes to see, these ears to hear. It is you that I work for, not man. Thank you, Jesus. I don't work for myself. I'm not living for me. I'm living for the soul that I stake. I'm living for the soul that I lost. I'm living because somebody somewhere needs to get this word. Somewhere needs to know what God is all about. Thank you, Jesus. And God is trying to get people to understand where it is that he's coming from. He said, look, oh God, if you learn how to put pressure on me through praising me, you'll begin to get more things out of me. Thank you, Jesus. You have to learn how to squeeze the, oh God, the glory out of me sometimes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, God's not moved by our crying. He's not moved by, oh God, Jesus, our own selfishness of thinking. He's not moved by all of these things. The Lord God in heaven is only moved by the praise and the worship of his people. He's moved by your obedient spirit. He's moved by, oh God, Jesus, I give up and do something instead of sit down and do nothing. Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, the only thing they tell us is truck drivers, be in a hurry to do nothing. But I can't be in a hurry to do nothing because I'm too busy being in a hurry to do what the King wants me to do. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, he said, what you need to understand, I hear you, Holy Ghost, Jesus, is if you walk according to me and to all pleasing unto me, you don't have to worry about no enemy. You don't have to worry about the devil, because if you do a pleasing unto me, I make even your enemies at peace with you. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of times we come home, we don't have peace. We go to the job, we don't have peace. We go out, just get in our car, go down the street. I can't go down the street without seeing somebody got hit, somebody shooting a gun. I can't go down the street without the police trying to stop me over something I ain't even did or said, or even ran no kind of stop sign or light wrong. Good God, Jesus. All I did was just drove down. What's wrong, man? Jesus, you stuck with me because somebody else made you, man. Jesus. Well, God said, but I can protect you. Oh, God, because I love you. And because I love you, I cherish you. And because I'm cherishing you, then I mean I'm taking care of you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, there's a better hope for your future. Thank you, God. Jesus, because I know the way it's going to turn out anyway. I wrote the book. Yes, God. Oh, Jesus, because you know me, and you know me in my strength, and you know me in the fellowship of my suffering. Yes, Lord, it's time for me to raise you up. I'm going to, oh, God, yes, I told you earlier before, Jesus, I'm going to trouble your troubles. Everything that's been in your past has been trying to block you, stop you, oh, God, and make you turn around and do a U-turn. I've got a devil that's a lie. I'm going to straighten out the crooked path. I'm going to make the way straight. I'm going to straighten and make everything that's rough smooth. Yes, God, because there is a place that I want to get you to that is coming directly to me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and everything that God has done, everything that God is doing, he said, look, I'm washing you, I'm purging you, I'm cleansing you from every evil way, every idle way, and all I want you to do is practice my fruits of the Spirit. And if you have to catch what he said and catch it well, thank you, Jesus. The first one he screamed was love. Thank you, Jesus. How can you not, oh God, have love and you try to do all these things to people and talk bad and all this other stuff? But you said you got love. Hold on. Oh God, so if you got to practice in the fruit of the Spirit of love, it covers every other spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, but we have a false sense of hope. a false sense of pride. Like you said, don't get caught up in your vainglory, which leads you to do other things. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not misjudged, misused, abused, Thank you, Jesus. Because it sounds like to me somewhere you got confused in there. Yeah, because God said, I got another caliber of scale, yes, God, that I want you to be on. Oh, God, there's a greater ambition that I'm trying to get out of you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and Mr. Jesus, promote, the Holy Ghost and the power of God to the world. Thank you, Jesus. It's no longer the worldly influence should take over the church, but the church has to take back the influence, over the spirit of the world. Thank you, God. Jesus, so God said, don't provoke one another to anger, because what you're doing is that you're provoking me. My God, if you love your brother and sister, then treat them with kindness. If you love your mom and your daddy, then obey them. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and if they show you any kind of love, then ask me, oh, God, to show you the love that they show so you can see what it was that Satan was trying to blind you to. Oh, God, just as me, I've given you life every day. Thank you, God. Jesus, he said, oh, God, every day he gives us mercy. His compassion is new every morning. And his mercies are new. They don't fail. He don't know how to fail. There's no failure in God. Thank you, Jesus. He's too big to make any kind of mistake. He's too right to say no. He's too right to lie. He don't know how to lie. Thank you, God. Everything that comes out of his mouth is yay. Oh, Jesus, and amen. Yes, God. But he told us that I may be man, I may be yay. But we need to understand. Oh, God, Lord, help me to say no to the devil, no to the enemy, no to my flesh. No, when my flesh want to get out of control, when my mind want to get out of control, thank you, God. When my heart get uplifted within me and pride feels in me some kind of way. Oh, God, help me to be humble, because you told me in your word, he that humbles himself, thank you, God, is exalted, but he exalts his own self, shall be brought low. My God, but you told me, Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus, through your word. If I, oh, God, humble myself under the mighty hand of God, then he will exalt me in due time. And that's the problem with a lot of us as saints and Christians walking around. Yes, we want to exalt ourselves, but we don't even know what we're exalting ourselves to, thank you, Jesus. When God said, hold on, slow down, hook a book, thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to show you that you ain't all of that. Because the word of God has already told you, thank you, Jesus. He that thinks that he's something is not at all. Oh, God, so you need to check the word again. Check the verse again and rehearse it in your own ears. Yes, God. Jesus, because he said, oh, God, faith come out what? Hearing and hearing by the word of God. Sitting there reading to yourself, something like, wow, I was reading to myself, and I was reading inwardly. No. See, you defeat the devil by letting him know strongly and boldly when you declare the voice of the Lord through the word of the Lord. Thank you, God. Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, God, yeah, I was down, but I'm not down no more, Satan. The devil is a lie. Yeah, you attacked my finances one, but you ain't going to attack him again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He, oh, God, restored my soul. I was full of, oh, God, disarray and distress. I couldn't even go to work. I couldn't even come home. I couldn't even use the restroom good because I was so stressed out in my mind. Oh, God, but God has laid me to lead me beside still waters, and now he's restored my soul. Yeah. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So I'm not walking contrary to the word of God no more. Yeah, because, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I won't fear no evil. Why? Because I know God is with me. Oh, God, and anything that's trying to come against me is coming against my Father. Anything that's trying to come against my Father, it ain't going to work. Thank you, Jesus, because, oh, God, the God I know, he's all victorious, all powerful, all knowledgeable, oh, God, and all understanding of where I am, when I am, and how I am. Yes, God, because I know him, then that means I know the peace of God. Because I know the peace of God, yes, God, I got Jesus, and I'm, oh, God, creating my own praise and my own throne zone for God. Thank you, Jesus, and I don't have to worry about what nobody's trying to kill me. Oh, God, that I cannot make it, or I cannot succeed in my walk or in my talk with God. Thank you, Jesus, because I have a new standing with God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God, I may walk through this valley of the shadow, but it's just a shadow. You don't scare me. You scare your own self. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. And when fear is afraid of itself, then I don't have any space or room to be afraid of anything. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, here's no one here. Or why? Because my cup is running over. He's preparing the table for me in the presence of my enemies. I'm blessed. I don't have to worry about stressing over what I can't have and not going to have and what we're going to have for dinner tomorrow, because what's going to happen is what I'm taking care of today. Tomorrow will take care of itself, and God has already foreseen and already took care of all that anyway. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm not running around like a chicken with my head cut off wondering what's going to happen next, because God is my witness. Oh, God, and my record is in heaven and my witness is on high. Yes, God, I can proclaim, yes, God, the victory and decree the victory of God in my life, because, oh, Jesus, greater love has no man than this. Then a man that laid out his life for his own friend, and he's already laid down his life for me, so I can shout and rejoice to the victory of God. Because if God be for me, who can be against me? He's greater, and I'm greater than all these things that are going around in this world. Why? Because, man, all these things that try to hit me, I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me, which is the name and is the word of Jesus Christ. Yes, God. Oh, God, I don't have to worry about nothing else. Why? Because I've learned how to be content in whatever stage that I'm in. Yeah, I'd have been broken, but I'd have been rich. I'd have been poor, but I'd have been rich. I'd have been up, but I'd have been down. Yeah, I'd have been full, but I'd have been hungry. But it's okay. Yes, God, Jesus, I've learned to be content because I can do all things. Yes, God, through Jesus Christ that loves me. Yes, God. Why? Because I know that God will make a way somehow. Why? Because, oh, Jesus, he supplies my every need according to his riches and glory through my Christ Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God, so therefore I can say boldly that God is my life and my salvation, huh? Whom should I fear? When the wicked and my foes and the enemies and the evil are all cast, come upon me, the end of my flesh, they stumble and fear. Yeah, though an host should have kept against me. Oh, God, though any fool try to rise up against me. Yes, God, my heart won't fear. I'm good because God has already took care of it. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus. And he called, he allowed, yeah, my enemy, you can raise up against me one way, but he gonna make it go. Oh, God, this first seven different ways, meaning God gonna drive you crazy before you can even get to me good. Yeah, so watch yourself. Thank you, Jesus. That's what you have to be able to proclaim, the word to tell Satan. Yeah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yeah, I'm getting ready to go in. Why? Because I'm getting ready to shout the victory. I'm getting ready to give God some glory. I'm getting ready to let God know that he's Jesus. All that is in the world, Jesus, is a love of the eye, a love of the flesh, and a pound of life. But I thank you that you saved and delivered me, oh God, in my sins. You saved and delivered me from my sin. You delivered me, oh God, from the wickedness and the wreck of this life, from the trials and terrors of snows, and oh God, and toils of everything that I've gone through. Oh Jesus, I don't have any problem letting the devil know that, oh God, I am victorious. Yes, God, and that in I do win. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, Jesus, I'm not looking for no pot of God as in a rainbow. I'm not looking for no pot of gold, should I say. I'm looking for my pot of God because I don't know nothing about luck. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, when I try to tell my testimony to people, oh, he's looking. The devil is alive. Well, look at you. Tell them to call me for me and him and talk. Cause, oh God, he didn't do me too right when I went through what I went through. Jesus. So I'm praying his streaming yours too. Good God, Jesus. I'm blessed and not cursed. I shall live to declare the, oh God, works of the Lord and I'm not dead. Thank you, Jesus. God, and I'm excited because God is still blessing. God is still taking care of me. God is still moving for you. He's still turning things around. He's still stirring up the gift and working down on the inside. Still letting you know that you're going to hit a home run, that you're going to score the touchdown. Yeah, that you got another goal that you're getting ready to meet. Yeah, I thank God for the destiny that he's keeping in our lives to keep us alive, to let me know that I am Christ and he is mine. Thank you, Jesus. And everything that he does, oh God, I can do. He is doing. You can do all things through who Christ has strengthened me. Yeah, he is the strength of my heart, the strength of my life. He is the focus of everything that I'm doing. Yes, God, and I'm excited because God is, oh, God, my everything. Good God today. God bless y'all. I love y'all, and I pray that you be encouraged. Until next time, until we meet, you pray for me, and I definitely will be praying for you, and we shall share another story of God's glory. God bless you.